Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative. Well, look for the cattle complex to open moderately lower here today, checked by residual selling and long liquidation. The hog contract should also remain on the defensive in the early going, thanks to follow-through selling and lackluster fundamentals. Now, while cash cattle potential is almost always very nil on Tuesday, Monday's board crash makes Tuesday's promise virtually impossible to assess. Look for bids and asking prices to remain poorly defined, with both buyers and sellers hoping that futures will stabilize. Our guess is that significant trade volume won't develop until later on in the week. The cash hog market should resume today, though, with bids steady to a dollar lower. The country trade continued to struggle on Monday, yet softer bids were not very successful in moving any numbers. It'll be interesting to see if packers command enough clout via contracts and captive supplies to keep the cash trade under pressure through the week. On the grains, the corn and soybeans closed lower yesterday as rain last week in the Midwest likely improved crop conditions and more rain expected this week. Wheat futures moved lower with corn and soybeans with added pressure from reports of good yields from the hard red winter wheat harvest. While rain has slowed the winter wheat harvest, custom harvesters continue to report very big yields. There's been some slippage in test weights, though, because of the rain. The harvest moves into Nebraska and South Dakota next week. Corn futures settled 6 to 7 cents lower yesterday as rain and moderate weather this week should have most of the crop moving unharmed through pollination. While temperatures are expected to peak in the high 80s much of the week with 1 to 3 inches of rain the next few days near the Great Lakes, the export inspections of 53.5 million bushels were up from last week and topped the weekly pace needed to meet USDA's annual export forecast. Soybeans closed lower as early concerns about hot weather later in the July faded and investors focused on expected improved crop conditions later yesterday. We'll check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, at the close, the cattle futures, live cattle down 287 for August at 109.35. October was down $3 at 109.32. August feeder cattle down $4 at 139.45. September was down 4.15 at the close, 138.35. August hogs down 47 cents at 78.35. October was down 67 cents at 67.92. Moving on to the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. Well, the September was down 4.5 cents at 4.16 3/4. December was down 4.25 at 4.41 3/4. Chicago wheat, September down 4.5 cents, 4.30 1/2, and December was down 3.5 at 4.53. September corn down 6 3/4 at 3.48 1/4. December was down 7 cents at 3.55 1/2. August soy was down 6 1/4 at 10.77. September was down 5 cents at 10.63 1/2. October cotton up 7 at 68.21. December up 21 at 67.99. And the crude oil for August up 127, 46.03. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.